Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church as we continue our celebration of Easter. It's week three. We've got seven of them, so it's week three, and I am so glad that you are here. Those of you who are joining us here in worship at church, those of you who are joining us online, it is good for us to be together as we add our voices to all of God's people in joy and in song, in prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Brief announcement, if you were one of the people who were generous enough to donate these lovely Easter flowers, if they're left in my abilities, they will die soon. So if you were one who donated the flower, please take it home so that it may, you know, fill your house with joy as well. Otherwise, I make no guarantees. All right. Continuing this coming Thursday is our Bible study on the book of Revelation. We're meeting in the parlor beginning at 6:30. It was a wonderful time last week, and you are invited to join us as we continue to look at that last book in the Bible. Join us. Also on Sunday, April 28th, we will be welcoming new members at both Sunday morning services. Anyone wishing to join our fellowship, I have handed out invitations to all the ones that I've known and seen, but if there are others, please let me know. We're meeting this morning in between services and next Sunday in between services so that I might answer questions that people have. So let us prepare for this moment of great joy for us here at St. John's. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them and discover all the many ways that we can be in ministry together here. But we've come together today so that we might be in worship and continue our Easter festivities. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Sing, Sing, Sing. Let us rise and sing together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First lesson is from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. Peter addressed people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or pity we made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one, and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what the love of the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that he did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have hope in this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins, and no one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, "These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. May the grace and the peace and the presence of our risen Lord fill you this day. Amen. When I was on my internship in the Boston area, there was one Sunday morning when Stacy and I went out to eat after worship with my supervisor and his wife. So as we were in the restaurants with our meals, a family from the church walked in and was seated nearby. Now this family, it was a great family. They had two kids, including this charming little boy of about 4 or 5 years old. And as they sat down at that table, that little boy was fixated on Dan, my supervisor, and me, just watching. And finally, he tugs on his mom's sleeve and says, "Look, Mom, they eat." I have no idea what that little boy had thought before, that because we wear the little white collars, that somehow or another we absorb nutrients from the sunshine like plants or something. But he was amazed that Dan and I would eat like someone normal. In today's gospel story, it seems that the disciples are just as amazed and just as excited to see Jesus take a piece of fish and show them that he eats. Because as Jesus enters into the disciples' lives in our gospel this morning, he is reconnecting with our humanness. And what Jesus is doing is showing us that the gospel, the good news of God's love, really is for us. Now, like last week's story concerning Thomas, Jesus enters into the room where the disciples are, and he greets them in peace. Once again, this is that first Easter day in Luke's gospel. And again, in this story from Luke, the disciples are gathered in fear, hoping that neither the chief priests nor the Romans are going to be coming after them next. Jesus stands among them and greets them in peace. But they were startled, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. Even though Jesus had told them that he was going to suffer, he was going to die, and he was going to rise again, even though they had heard all of that, they were not prepared to believe that Jesus is risen. So Jesus invites them to touch him, to see for themselves that he is real and not a spirit. He's not an apparition. He's not a ghost. Jesus then asks for something to eat. Eating has been one of the pillars of Jesus' ministry. It has been essential that Jesus would join in meal fellowship with all sorts of people, with lots of different people, maybe with everyone, from dining with a Pharisee to dining with Zacchaeus the tax collector, from sharing meals with Peter's mother-in-law to sharing a meal with Martha and Mary and their brother, from feeding 5,000 people to gifting the disciples and the church with the Lord's Supper. Jesus has known and has shown that meal fellowship is important for all of us. Now, it's important primarily because we need to eat. We need the energy provided. We also need the fellowship, the conversation, and the everyday and the ordinariness of it all. We eat because we need to. And Jesus understands that for him to eat in this moment reconnects him to our humanity, to our need to eat, and then it helps the disciples to move into the next thing that Jesus is there to do. So Jesus eats, and the crowd roars in applause. In his eating, in his rising from the dead, Jesus is showing us that the gospel is for us. The good news of God's love for all people in Jesus Christ is for us. The good news that we are justified through faith is for us. It is all of it for us, and it is for every single day. This resurrection of Jesus shows us the depth of God's love as well as the fullness of God's efforts to show us this love. In dying, Jesus took on our sin and was willing to suffer and die so that we might be made free from that sinfulness. In rising, Jesus shows us a new life waiting for us. Now, it is still a life filled with eating and sweating, with effort and with rest, but it is a life where we get to bring the love of God with us wherever it is that we go, and we get to change the lives of others with that love of God, just like Jesus has changed our lives with that love. Jesus shows us all of that when he eats. Now, after eating, after the disciples are finished celebrating the fact that Jesus is risen, after things have calmed down a little bit, Jesus opens their minds to understand the scriptures. If there was ever a sentence in the Bible that I truly wish that I was there for, that might be it. Jesus shows them clearly and without obfuscation the meaning of the scriptures and where they point to God's love and God's promises. You see, as humans, we struggle. We struggle with these words from God. We think we understand, and that what we've really done is turned God's teaching into 613 rules and regulations that must be followed or else. We want to make ourselves look better, or at least make others look worse. We want to be on top or close to the top. We never want to be on the bottom. And the disciples have already shown that they truly misunderstood Jesus' announcements concerning his passion, his death, and his resurrection. So Jesus opens their minds to understand. Jesus provides the disciples with the means to undertake the mission that he will give them so that they can be witnesses in Judea and Samaria and off to the ends of the earth. We too need our minds and our hearts opened. It's one of the reasons we come here. It's one of the reasons we tune in here. We come to worship so that the goodness of God's love can open our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus our Lord. We come to eat along with Jesus and from that table receive fellowship, receive energy and purpose, along with forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. Jesus is as truly present with us now as he was on that first Easter day, and the presence of Jesus is striving to open our minds and our hearts to understand God's love every day. It is wonderful to be here with all of you celebrating the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. It gives me joy to sing and to pray throughout this Easter season. But this message is not just for one day or for a week or for a season. It's not just for Sundays, but it's also for Thursdays and for every other day that ends in Y. The love of God is for every single day and every moment of every day. When we struggle, the good news of God's love reaches us with forgiveness and strength. When we are able to aid those around us in their lives, the good news of God's love guides us and grants us hope and peace to share. When we feel dead to the world, when the world around us feels dead, the resurrection of Jesus shines into the darkness with light and life, with comfort and love. We need the love of God every day like we need food every day. And we are called to share the love of God every day like we have opportunities to share food every day. Into the fear of misunderstanding, Jesus appears with peace, with guidance, and with truth. Jesus stands before us, eats with us, and helps us to understand. May we find peace from our meal fellowship, and may we come from this time refreshed and strengthened, granted hope, grace, and understanding to fuel our living and our caring today, tomorrow, and every day. Amen. Please rise. As we continue to celebrate our season of Easter, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. O God, our Holy One, you feed our deepest hungers. As we share the holy meal that is the body and blood of Jesus given for us, lead us to share all that we have and find in generosity abundant life. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our Creator, you bring forth all life on earth. Calm storms, bring water to parched places, and protect the climate that this planet would sustain life in all its variety. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our Savior, you offer wisdom and guidance beyond all human knowledge. Instruct lawmakers, judges, and elected officials to make decisions grounded in your justice and care for all people. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our Elder, you care for all your children. Encourage those who are in times of transition, facing the loss of old ways and routines and anticipating change. Guide those who journey in grief, hope, and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We pray for these who are known to us who need your healing and wholeness. We pray for Clint, Connie, Judith, Darlene, Chad, Brenda, Linda, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our center, you bring all people together in you. Help us to remember our identity and purpose in our ministry. Move us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to share in beloved community. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our resting place, your Son promised that we are held in your love forever. We remember our beloved who have died. As we remember and share their love, comfort those who mourn. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And now may the God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and always. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope. That's our job.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.